Random House Audio presents Satchel, The Life and Times of an American Legend by Larry Tai. Read for you by Dominic Hoffman. To Buck O'Neill, Silas Simmons, and the other Negro League veterans who enthusiastically shared with me their stories about Satchel, but did not live to see them told. Preface. It was a fastball wrapped in a riddle that drew me first to Satchel Paige. I was an adolescent baseball fanatic and had grown up hearing that Satchel was the most overpowering and artful pitcher who ever lived. The stories were enchanting, but they were not backed up by the won-loss records, earned run averages, and other vital statistics that students of the game like me needed to decide for ourselves. I wanted to know more. It was that same blend of icon and enigma that drew me back to Satchel 35 years later. I was writing a book on the Pullman Porters called Rising from the Rails, and the venerable African-American railroad men I interviewed reignited my memories and my interest. They had watched Satchel play in his heyday in the 1930s, had talked to him when he rode the train, and told riveting tales of his feats on the diamond and off. Yet the more I probed, the clearer it became how thin their knowledge was of this towering talent. Everyone knew about him, but no one really knew him. That is understandable. Satchel Paige was a black man playing in an obscure universe. Few records were kept or stories written of his games in the strictly segregated Negro leagues. Fewer still of his barnstorming through America's sandlots and small towns. Did he really win three games?